This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
No, we're not. We are now. We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Your only hour of sanity on. I'm telling you right now. I don't know if it's pretty much insanity. But for you sane ones, at least it gives you an idea what's going on out there. And how to make sure that you don't get stuck in all the garbage going on. Because it is garbage. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And again, get involved, get engaged, whether you're on the website's chat room, which is, you'll find at therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, sign up for my weekly email, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been taught to hate, and you don't have to. You have to understand them, or you should at least understand them, but you don't have to hate them. And that's what happens with people. They get caught up in all this garbage. They get caught up in the labels of the left. They get all nervous and they back up. I got a group of Republicans here in Los Angeles that during the break I sent an email to because they're backing away from questions being asked from an L.A. reporter about Donald Trump. First and foremost, I can't answer for Donald Trump. I'm not him. So I don't know what they want from us. Yes. Let me, hold on. Oh, yes, he's thinking this. I mean, give me a break. What's he thinking? He's thinking and saying a lot of what the rest of us are saying. You know, the last administration, see, I already started, he already poked me. The last administration would have danced all around this crap going on with Iran. We don't want to make them mad. Look at, President Obama said that the reason he didn't want to put boots on the ground when it came to ISIS, because, I mean, forgive me, some of you won't like what I'm going to say, because it was going to piss them off. So what? They're the enemy. We don't want to make them mad because it'll just get worse. How worse can it get? They're blowing up innocent Americans. They're cutting off the heads of Christians. And it could get worse? Are you serious? You know, Rush Limbaugh said it. And people took it as he was being heartless. He was being cold. He doesn't know what he would do in this. He had a point. When they were lining those people up, and there were a bunch of ISIS guys there, and there was a bunch of Christian guys ready to lose their heads, maybe 50, 60, 70 of them, right? And then there's five ISIS guys, or eight ISIS guys. And he's going, if you're going to go out, take somebody with you. Fight back to 70 of you. You're going to hurt one of them. You're going to do something. And they all got on him for how cold he was, and these people were getting ready to die, and how could he say that kind of stuff? Well, there was the point. They're getting ready to die. Do something. Bite the guy. Take an ear with you. You know what I'm saying? Don't. You're going down anyhow. Why go peacefully? I wouldn't. I would not, unless they drugged me. You taking me out? Okay, I'm going to leave you something to remind me of. I don't know what, but I'm going to do my darndest to make sure that you know the last guy you killed because he left a mark on you somewhere, somehow. So anyway, you got Trump who tells his commanders, I'm not a military guy. Go in there and take care of business. Do what you got to do. And so they put more boots on the ground. Now they don't have to call for permission to fire on somebody because they might blow up a school that's empty and being used anyhow by ISIS or what have you. See, it's not us that puts them in danger. They put themselves in danger's way. And now Iran's secret sites are linked to these nuclear weapons development. So Trump has, you know, he is saying this isn't working, right? He's supposed to decertify the Iranian deal, right? So now he's saying, now what we're finding out is that there are, you know, because the atomic energy people, the what do they call it? The IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, right? They can't just go. I mean, what a deal this is. Can you imagine? You make a deal with your teacher, right? I don't have to turn in my homework. And when I do, I'll let you know when I'm going to turn it in. And then when I take a test, yeah, I'm not going to pass that in. I'll let you look at it, like take a quick glance at it. But I'm not going to pass it in, and I'll tell you what grade I got. Can you imagine being able to make a deal like that with your teacher? My God, we'd be excited, wouldn't we? But it's not how it works. That's the deal they made with Iran. They don't have to give us the dirt to check. They don't have to. They don't have to do anything to prove to us that they're following the rules. However, we push the one to check, and all of a sudden they go out of their minds. Why? Because like your teenage kids, they're doing something wrong. They're doing something. I'm calling your friend's house tonight to see if you're really there. Well, why would you do that? Because you don't trust me. Yeah, you're right. Because I don't trust you. And you shouldn't have a problem with it if you're there, right? So, you know, I look at this stuff. I hear about this stuff. And you hear about the Iranian deal and what's going on. And now we're told that there seems to be that there's some, I don't know, secret? Can't be so secret if we know about them. But I guess there's some kind of secret nuclear plant. And they've got two other programs going on that we may not even know about. I mean, are we serious? And the Dems, again, want us to play with fire. They want us to pat these guys on the head and say, good job. We're going to leave now. You can continue building your bombs after we're gone. This is sick. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
We are back. We are back. I'm Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go anywhere. We have so much fun. We really do. Trump's covering the sign. We're going to have to move him afterward. Seriously. I could probably make it so his head just pops up over the Joe Messina thing. He's in the way. And I'm not even a Democrat, and I'm saying that. So, anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tony from Kentucky. Thank you so much for being here tonight. I love when you guys check in, tell me where you're from. Also, James from Pennsylvania. Stephen, you're out of Victorville, not really far from me. Do appreciate your time with me. And I know there's about 3,000 other shows you're going to be watching and listening to. You have chosen this one, and I so much appreciate it, more than you know. I really do. I want to get back to the stories, though, because there's so many of these. There's so many of these stupid things that are going on that we're allowing to happen. You know, the Iranian deal. Everybody's so nervous about, you know, All I keep hearing about is President Trump and his rhetoric and his tone. He's going to spark World War III. Well, like the other guy wasn't. As a matter of fact, it wasn't even going to be World War III. It was going to be a massive takeover of America without a shot being fired. He was giving everything away. And earlier when I was talking with somebody from New York, right? I grew up in Boston. He grew up in New York, and we were talking. He's not a big fan of Trump's, but we both came to the same agreement. You hired, and that's what you do. That's what you do when you vote for somebody, right? You hired a guy to represent you that is a successful businessman, A-type personality out of New York City, and you expect him to be a pushover? Seriously? You expected him to be a pussycat? You expected him not to fight back? When somebody takes a swipe at him? You, I hate to tell you this, you little snowflakes, right? The boss always thinks he's smarter than you. Now, he may think you're talented, more talented in certain areas than he is, but he is the boss. He is signing your checks. You came to work for him. I think it's safe to say he might be a little smarter than you are, right? I always loved that. I always loved when my kids would come home and tell me everything the boss was doing wrong. And I would just look at them and smile. And then eventually I'd say to them, I'm sorry, is it your name at the bottom of the check? If you're so smart? Give it time. You'll figure it out. If it's something you want to do and you're smart and you hone your skills, then you'll go out and start your own business. Then you'll be the boss and you'll be smarter than everybody else working under you. I mean, it is really scary. I meant to write, see, I try to follow the laws, and I'm driving, and I heard another Dem out of California talking, saying the bottom line with this was that businesses are successful because of their workers. Well, that is a, you know, it's not even a half-truth. It's like a 30% truth. There was a restaurant in this town that I loved. I loved it. I loved going there. The service was good. And then management switched hands. And the manager decided that he needed to hire younger people. Not that there were old people there, but he needed to hire younger people. You don't have to pay them as much. You can put them on part-time, you know, all those things. He thought he was being really smart. So it went from about 10 minutes to get your sandwich or 15 minutes to get your sandwich to half an hour to get your sandwich. And even then, it was wrong half the time. That ruined the business. But you know what happens to those young people? If that business closes its door on Tuesday, they go get a job somewhere else on Wednesday. Do you know what happens to the owner of that store? He's got to figure out how to pay back the second he took on his house to open that business. He's got to figure out how to get himself paid for all those weeks he couldn't and didn't cash his paycheck. They never think all that. So no, businesses are successful in most cases because the owner, the president, had a plan. He had the resources to put up. He had the ability, the mental ability, to carry out the plan and make it work. And he had the ability to hire the right people to help him make it work. So it is a bit of a team effort, yes, but it takes the boss driving it. Somebody has to be at the top. Somebody has to be leading it. Somebody has to take the chances. You don't, in most cases, as an employee, you aren't taking any chances. There's no, you know, except with the exception of very few companies. You look at companies like Microsoft when they first started, and who else was there? It was Microsoft, or even Facebook. A lot of people worked there for next to nothing. They took shares in the company. A company that didn't amount to anything. They weren't worth anything. Can you imagine? You know, if you had a dad like me, you'd be kicking yourself today because I would have said, "Are you crazy? These computers aren't going anywhere. Don't take stock in that company. Go work for Burger King. They've been around for a long time. They'll be around for a long time." You know, I can tell you stories about my younger days getting behind the wrong technology and all that. Just crazy. Anyway, back to Iran. How we went from Iran to me working for Microsoft, I don't know. Because it was Trump. And he knows they're cheating. And he's willing to call them out. Now, the other group, the other administration, the Dems, would never call them out. Just like when Reagan was out in front of the wall telling Gorbachev to tear down the wall. The Dems lost their minds. They had eyeballs popping everywhere. Oh, my God. Cowboy diplomacy is going to plunge us into another war. Actually, no. The exact opposite happened. They were so afraid of us, they started to dismantle their equipment, their warheads. They started backing off. They couldn't afford to, nor were they going to get into a fight with us, or a pseudo fight with us, or even something appeared like they were going to get in a fight with us. They're not stupid people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I know you've all been waiting for this one. SNL says the gun owners are usually the crazy poor people with small penises. Now, the part I find really, really, really disgusting about that, what? Women don't own guns?
I was going to say, mine's really.
I mean, seriously. In which case, without being disgusting, they'd be right on, aren't they? So, and I can't believe that SNL would even talk about this so soon after all this, you know, death and destruction in Los Angeles. Right? So, you know, it shouldn't be a partisan issue, says the Weekend Update people. I don't even watch anymore. I don't care to watch anymore. It's not funny anymore. You know, in the days of Chevy Chase, when they started making fun of Ford, I wasn't even into politics. I probably didn't even know what politics was, but politics was. I liked the skits they did. I wasn't interested in them making fun of the president or anybody else. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We're going to hear from Larry Greenfield right after the break. Again, I'm Joe Messina, your host.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. Seriously. And if you want something to say, I'll give you something to say. If you have something to say, you can always email me, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I want to get to Larry Greenfield, and I don't have him on the show enough. He's a fellow at the Claremont Institute, really, really smart guy. I don't feel adequate when he's on with me. I kind of feel like a little kid listening. But take a listen. He's got a lot to say about this Iranian deal, which really wasn't a deal at all. You know, I don't have this guy on often enough as far as I'm concerned. Larry Greenfield joins us. He's a longtime friend of our show. He's also a fellow of the Claremont Institute and active in wealth management and public policy. He served in the U.S. Naval Intelligence and has traveled widely throughout the Middle East. Larry, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you.
You know, with everything that's going on in the world, we're trying to parse out different, I'm trying to get different people on the show to parse out different things that are going on. When you look at the Iranian deal, you know, the Iranians were going to do what they wanted to do anyhow. At least that's my own personal opinion. And I love how they're coming out now and threatening President Trump and what have you and saying, you know, if they try to touch it all, what have you, they're going to do anything they want to do. They're not going to honor any part of it. I'm thinking to myself, that's how it always was going to be. But this has always been a bad deal for us, has it not?
Did we think we were going to outfox the Persians who invented the ultimate game of strategy, chess?
I hope not. I hope we weren't that.
Okay. And did we also think that we were going to sort of rely on the trustworthiness of a tyranny?
No.
And did we think that we were going to be safer from mass murderers whose legion of terror and bullying and hostility to our interests, our allies, and their own people goes on? What, almost four decades now? None of this made sense. We weren't going to outfox them. The Iranians were hurting from international sanctions. That's what got them to the table Obama then removed the sanctions. That's called bad leverage and lack of leverage. So he gave them an award. He gave them a reward just for talking to us. So they've already banked the end of sanctions. They've created contracts with European companies who don't care, like the U.S. military does, about international security and shipping lanes and human rights. So the Iranians win, win, win. We get nothing except promises regarding their nuclear program, which they've completely failed to honor, and we'll go into that in some detail. And then Iran continues to be a bad actor, harming Americans and American interests in Iraq, in Syria, in the region, and, of course, threatening Israel. The only good thing about the Iran deal is it brought Israel closer to the Sunni Arab states, which also detest Iranian ambitions in the region.
Well, they got money, right? And then they have no oversight. I love the deal where they, you know, you're going to do A, B, and C, but we're not going to be able to check it. We're just going to have to, you know, we know you've lied to us in the past. We're sure you're going to stop now, right? And now we're being told, depending on who you listen to, we're being told they are either following the base level of the agreement or they haven't followed it at all. Where do you see it?
It's all been a fraud from the start. The Iranians never merited a conversation with Mr. Obama. They had lied and deceived all along about their nuclear weapons development, their experiments, their casting uranium metal into hemispheres, their devices, their weapons designs, their explosive testing, their containment chambers, their bridgework detonators, their initiators, their fission chain reaction, their workable designs to fit a nuclear weapon inside reentry vehicles, their delivery systems, the Shihab 3. They hid and deceived all along, of course, as North Korea did, as Libya did. By the way, our intelligence has been wrong historically about nuclear weapons states. We were wrong about Pakistan. We were wrong and late about India. Mm-hmm. We were wrong about Libya. So on and on it went with Iranian deception and terror. Remember our embassy held hostage. Remember the blowing up the Jewish community center in Argentina. Remember the assaults on our Marines. Remember the Iranian Iraq war using millions of their own people as human fodder. Remember the brutal oppression of their own people in 2009 in the Green Revolution. So Obama decided early that his big mix into China event would be rapprochement with the Islamic Republic of Iran, still at war with the United States. But he lied about it. He said he only decided to do this after the Iranians allegedly, supposedly, elected a moderate new president, Rouhani, in 2013. But as early as 2009, Obama abandoned the dissidents on the streets of Tehran, and he failed to act against the Syrian criminal barbaric tyrant Assad, mm-hmm. because the Iranians didn't want us to, because they are his ally. And Obama failed to enforce his red line after Assad of Syria used chemical weapons against his own children. And Tehran carved death to Israel inscriptions on its bombs, but Obama must have been fine with that because he was always tilting against the Jewish state.
Yeah, but you know what, Larry, not to interrupt you, but he always said that was just rhetoric. Those are just words. It's how they get their people behind them and get their people to support them. This is not just a come to the table and work it out. This is a spiritual thing between Iran and Israel. This is thousands of years of a spiritual war, is it not?
Well, there was a moment in Iranian history where the Persians and the Jews got along, and Jews in Persia were well treated, and there was some sort of simpatico. Remember, the Iranians are not Arab. They actually look down in some ways on Arabs. And the Persian Empire and the Persian culture and the Persian mind sees itself as different and apart from the tribal Arabs in right Saudi Arabia and Egypt, etc. But ever since the Islamic Republic, since the takeover of Iran in modern times, after the Shah, by the mullahs, by Khomeini and his followers. They've been a very harsh Shiite theocracy, very antipathetic to America, and of course to Israel, the big Satan and the little Satan. So back to our story, long before John Kerry runs around and Obama's orders are to create a deal, I guess, at all costs with Iran and cede everything in advance and let them pocket all the wins, and we get nothing except promises. The 2015 Iran nuclear deal therefore rewarded a terror state, solidified mullah theocratic rule in Iran, deflated and endangered Iranian pro-American dissidents, and, as you mentioned, astonishingly gave Iran billions of U.S. dollars in unmarked cash without congressional knowledge or approval, all used to fuel Iran's terror, its roles in Iraq and Syria against American interests, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Council's support of Shiite Hezbollah in Lebanon, which is aiming its missiles at all of Israel, and, by the way, even a renewed alliance with the Sunni Hamas. Iran is Shiite, but they're even willing to do business with the Sunni terrorists, Hamas, in Gaza. And all of this under a potential Iranian nuclear umbrella, and as you mentioned, hidden from the International Atomic Energy Agency or other monitors of Iran's continued buildup of their nuclear program.
Larry, do you think there's any collusion or any working together between Iran and North Korea?
Yes, in fact, North Korea's number two, you know, that famous Austin Powers number two, Kim Jong-nam, he visited Iran recently to boost prohibited military trade. North Korea, part of the Axis of Evil, right, along with Iran and Iraq under President Bush, all that reversed by Obama. I guess they're not evil anymore. And Tehran has also opened up new arms routes to Yemen, to Syria, and to Russia. The Iranians recently launched the Khorramshahr ballistic missile, 1,250-mile range. Guess what that means? They can reach Israel. So the North Korean axis with Syria was established when the Israelis took out, allegedly the Israelis, took out that Syrian weapons plant in eastern Syria in 2007. And now the North Korean-Iranian military alliance comes to the fore.
Larry, I got to ask you, though, quickly, Russia and China, how can they see this as a good thing? How can they see this as safe or a good thing for that area if you're on? You're going to have to wait till the other side of the break to hear that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Larry Greenfield will join us again right after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-Miracle.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Yes. If there are people feeling down and out and I sing a song, it'll clear the place. I don't know if it'll make you feel any better. Actually, it'll get your mind off your woes, that's for sure. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. Larry Greenfield joins me, as he does from time to time. Let's finish up the end of that interview. There's only about a minute left. Not a big deal. But the reality is, I want to know why Russia or China really aren't taking a hard stand on what's going on with Iran and North Korea and others in the area. But Larry has a clue. I don't. Larry, I got to ask you quickly. Russia and China, how can they see this as a good thing? How can they see this as safe or a good thing for that area if Iran and North Korea both have nuclear capabilities.
The Europeans also. Why would this be safe for them or the Asian countries? A, it's a market. They want to do business with Iran. They know our companies probably won't. B, they like giving the U.S. a little bit of a poke in the eye. We're the ones who have to deal with North Korea. We're the ones who have to deal with Iran. They leave it to us to keep world order, I guess, and peace. So they wanted sanctions to end. They don't like the sanctions regime. They want to see the U.S. have to carry all the baggage and all the weight of confronting nuclear states, terror states.
Not a good thing. Larry Greenfield. Hey, where can people find more of your writing and that kind of thing?
Yeah, great. So I'm on Facebook, Larry Greenfield, and also at the Claremont Institute. Some articles were posted, and at the Jewish Journal I'm doing more writing.
Perfect. And Larry Greenfield is he's a fellow at the Claremont Institute, active in wealth management. Always a pleasure when you're on with me, Larry. Got to have you on more often. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.
Bless you, Joe. Thank you. Cheers.
You too. You know, I always enjoy having, again, like I said, Larry, I'm a very smart guy. Really understands foreign policy. Just has had his finger on the pulse of what's been going on in Iran, Israel, and what have you. And, again, you know, we have all these Facebook experts, which I always find quite interesting. You know, some of them make fun of me about being on a school board. They say, how can you be on a school board when you don't have a degree in education? We know that shows how small-minded they are, because the school board is so much more than just about education. There are so many other things that go on that the five trustees, some places have seven, some have nine. But there's different areas of interest, different areas that we hone in on to try to make sure that we understand what's going on and can lend some value to the conversation. And it's the same thing on Facebook. Everybody is an expert in foreign policy. Right? But none of them got out of their wood shop. None of them got out of their mechanics job. None of them got out of their attorney's office, whatever it is. And the experts are always wrong. And they're always right. And that is dangerous. That in and of itself is dangerous. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Pelosi says, you know, whenever it has to do with her, you know it's going to be good, right? You know it's going to be a giggle. Pelosi says that we owe a debt to the parents who brought their children here illegally. I'm sorry, I thought it was the other way around, but what do I know? So Nancy Pelosi not only thanked parents of illegal immigrants who brought their children into the country, but she said Americans owe a debt to them for doing so. Pelosi, her comments came during a CNN town hall with host Chris Cuomo. She's safe there, right? Two loons in the same room. Being the partisan politician she is, yep, they exist everywhere, the California Democrat didn't miss the opportunity to take a shot at President Donald Trump, especially his campaign slogan. She said, our dreamers, they make America dream again. So, when did they get the dreamers? What are they, dreaming of being American one day? She said, they're so lovely, and we frankly owe a debt to your parents for them bringing you here to be such a brilliant part of our future. What about the American kids, Nancy? How about giving the American kids a shot at a future? American kids, jobs, that now can't get jobs. The summer job numbers were at some of the lowest rates in decades. Now, these dreamers, as defined by former President or ex-president, as I like to call him, because ex sounds so much better. Ex-president Oblamo referred to development, relief, and education. Alien minors, that's called DACA. Right? DACA is the acronym for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. You know, she just, again, she just doesn't get it. She really doesn't understand. And we don't get it either. Seriously, we don't push back enough. We have allowed this stuff to go on for years. We've never pushed back on anybody doing this. I mean, in her area. And when I say that, what I mean by that is, look, they should be, and California's not going to do it to her, but her, you know, the people that work with her, the people that work around her, other congresspeople, she'll be holding her feet to the fire and say, hey, why don't you explain what you mean here? Yeah, I'm irritated. Explain what you mean here. Bringing them in was brilliant by their parents because it gave them a safe place. I mean, I'm just trying to understand, Nancy. You got most of us totally confused. Oh, yeah, that's good. Anyway. So, no, when you teach your kids, think about it. She's okay with teaching your kids that if you do something illegally, if you make something good happen because you're willing to break the law to make it happen, then that's okay and that's good to do. At least that's what I get out of it. And then she goes on to say in the speech that, you know, the Democrats are the ones that are sticking up for them. The Democrats are the ones that care for them. That in and of itself is scary as heck. The other story just behind that one that I had actually forgotten about is, you guys know about the West Point, we did this story last week, right? The West Point communist graduate, the one who had the Che Guevara, yeah, we did it last week or the week before that. Right? He's a devout communist, and he's in West Point. And he's anti-American, and he was in West Point. And we allowed him to be there, and the administration knew that he was a communist. He advocated for communism, and he didn't like America, and they allowed him to be there. I would have thrown him out. He was advocating for communism. The 180 degrees from what we espouse, what we believe in, what we hold up as truth. And they let him stay there. They taught him how America works and operates. They taught him discipline. They taught him to be a good soldier. And the school knew about this. In 2015, the first report, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert Heffington, who was a history professor at West Point, provided insight on the cadet. He said the cadet was insubordinate most of the time. Heffington was prompted to submit the report to Rapone's chain of command after a shocking encounter with Rapone and after seeing his communist-themed social media posts such as F this country and its false freedom. I don't know what these young kids think freedom is. I think they've come to the point now to believe that freedom is whatever they want to do, they should be allowed to do. Whatever they believe to be truth, they should be allowed to step out on and do. No matter who they work for, no matter what they got going on, no matter what they've signed, no matter what they've said, they believe to be truth or what they've sworn to. They don't seem to believe that, you know, swearing to something, giving your word actually means anything. And all this started after Lieutenant Colonel entered his office to grade schoolwork. Rapone and three other cadets were in the office nearby, having a loud and vulgar argument. It got so loud that Heffington went over to intervene. At that point, Cadet Rapone, the only cadet wearing civilian clothes, who was seated in the corner of the office, replied while still seated by saying, "Hey, we're in a private conversation here. I said, stand up when you speak to me." Rapone stood up, and before I could say anything else, he said, "Sir, you don't have the right to use my honor against me," in a loud and extreme disrespectful tone of voice. I then instructed the cadet, Rapone, to accompany me out into the hallway, which he did. I asked Rapone what made him think it was okay to reply to a direct question from an officer with a response like that. He replied, "Well, you don't have the right to barge into an office and interrupt a conversation you don't have anything to do with." Although, when they're in there, basically 24/7, they are working, if you would. Rapone continued to argue with him, rebutted everything that the officer said. He was disrespectful, loud, and pretty much yelled in the officer's face. He should have been let go at that time. But they kept giving him raises. They kept moving him along. They kept doing what they believed was the right thing to do. And it's wrong on so many levels. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Coming for the next hour, a lot of, no, not Trump, coming up. Listen, pay attention. We'll talk more about Weinstein, where his money went. And the DNC is giving his money up, and it's not who you think it is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.